Please open God's holy word to Psalm 127. Psalm 127. Hear then God's holy and inspired word, Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who built it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. So far, the reading of God's word. Our text is to be found here in this psalm, Psalm 127, and then particularly verse 3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. So far then, the reading of God's holy word and our text. In response to the preaching, let us sing from the next Psalter, that is Psalter number 360, all the stanzas of number 360. Congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is sometimes difficult to grasp that children are really a gift from the Lord. I had the privilege of having been in Guatemala a number of years ago and visit the Verbena child-sponsored school there, which I believe at that time held or taught about 800 children. And the director of that particular school told me that the meal that these children receive from school during lunch hour is, for many of them, the only meal that they get during that particular day. And I began to wonder how many parents of these children really consider their children to be gifts of the Lord. To many of them, no doubt, these children are a burden to them. And in some cases, we also know this, which is a very sad thing, but where children have been abandoned by their parents. And this is, of course, why sponsorship of children in these countries is a very important part of our Christian generosity. And I think particularly what Word and Deed is doing and Come Over and Help and such organizations, the sponsorship of such children is of a great blessing to these children. Nevertheless, as we look at children in different ways and have differing thoughts about them as well, perhaps, especially when children grow up, they must still be considered to be gifts of the Lord, you see. After all, this is perfectly biblical. We have read this already from Psalm 127. Children are a gift of the Lord. Now this hour, by the blessings of the Holy Spirit, I would want to encourage parents, young parents, and older parents, even grandparents, I suppose, as well, to have this biblical perspective of their children and grandchildren as gifts of the Lord. This implies, of course, that they must treat their children as gifts, and that the baptism service is no doubt a good opportunity for a preacher to declare this to you. I have our text, and I have already read it with you, but let's read it again from Psalm 127 and verse 3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. And so let us then consider it in the following way. Children as gifts of the Lord. In the first place, we need to be confirmed that children are a gift of the Lord. And then secondly, we need to be encouraged to treat them as gifts of the Lord. Now, congregation, it should remain an undisputed truth with you and me that children are a gift of the Lord. Why? Well, because the Bible says so. Boys and girls, you know that well-known line, the Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so. Children are a gift of the Lord. And our text proves this as well, doesn't it? There they are called a heritage from the Lord and a reward as well. Now the term heritage is a big word that basically means gift, gift. And the term reward means a gift in regard to a heroic feat. And men, husbands, I want you to hear this, because the heroic feat, of course, refers to childbearing. It is an heroic feat. And if any of you have stood at the table where a child was born, you will know what sort of a hero God has made out of your wife. Remember that. Always treat her in that way then as well. The people of Israel, you see, they were well aware of this particular truth that you have just heard a moment ago. When Hannah, the wife of Elkanah, found herself barren, that is, without the ability of getting children, barren, she prayed for a child. And you can read of this in 1 Samuel 1. And the Lord answered her prayer then as well, and gave her a child, and named him Samuel. And with great gladness and thankfulness, she was able to say and to testify then as well, as is recorded in verse 27, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted," granted, do you hear it? "The Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him." Jacob, he once introduced his family to his brother Esau after a long and difficult time of absence and told him, "These are," and then he points to his children, "these are the children whom the Lord has graciously given your servant." Genesis 33 and verse 5. Some 40 years later, Joseph introduced his children to his father Jacob and told him, "These are my sons whom God has given me in this place." And so all of these people, you see, they spoke correctly about their children. They confessed the Lord God as the giver who has graciously endowed them with the gift of children. And these Bible passages, dear people, should confirm then in your and my mind that children are indeed a gift of the Lord. And I know that there are people in this world who speak of their children as unplanned intrusions into their lives. I also know that there are parents who consider their children an accident that should not have occurred, but this does not take away from the fact that children are still a gift of the Lord. I want to quote something that was spoken once by C.H. Spurgeon, who preached in the late 1800s. C.H. Spurgeon, he commented on our text, and he said the following: "God gives children not as a penalty, nor as a burden, but as a favor. They are a token for good if men know how to receive them and educate them." That's what Spurgeon said about the gift of children. Now, the opening words of our text says something very attracting. It is the word "behold." This means that the Holy Spirit wants to say, now you pay close attention to this. And what is what we are to pay close attention to? And that is this, that children are a gift of the Lord. And this fact must never be considered as minimal, or it should never be forgotten, should never be minimized in any way. It is an established truth, dear people. It is a biblical truth. Whether you have one or whether you have 12 children, whether you have a healthy child or a physically or mentally challenged child, each one of them is a gift of the Lord. Behold, the word says, pay special attention to this. It is an indisputable truth. Children are a gift of the Lord. And therefore, let this be etched upon your minds, you see, and in your hearts. Let it be engraven in them, especially if you are parents. And so, fathers and mothers, perhaps this would be a good moment to just look at your child or your children at this time and say it again softly to yourself. My child, my children are gifts of the Lord. Well then, since this is the case, let us be encouraged to treat them as gifts of the Lord, as I want to consider this with you in the second place. Now, we have just confirmed it already, and I trust it is also confirmed in your hearts, that it is very obvious to you and to me that children are a gift of the Lord. Sad to say, however, there is very little attention paid to this in this world of ours. And this is why there has been such a great neglect of children, why there has been abuse of children as well, and worse yet, why there have been so many abortions, and that continues on even today. If people in this world would only begin to understand and would only begin to consider that children are indeed a gift of the Lord, how much better each child would be treated. But now let's not point out into the world this morning. Let us look at ourselves. What about us, you and me? Have we learned to view our children already as gifts of the Lord? And do we treat them as such? You know, and this is a personal confession, I have the melancholy feeling once in a while that I wish that I had spent more time with my children when they were still small. I wish that I had treated them more as gifts of the Lord than what I've done. And sometimes, and I think there are grandparents or parents whose children have grown up, sometimes I wish I could do it all over again. I could do it all over again. And therefore, at this point, let me make a plea for all the children you who our fathers and mothers have. In other words, a plea to the parents. Please cherish your children as gifts of the Lord. Treat them kindly. Treat them with love. Be patient with them. Spend time with them, especially when they are still very small. Not only the mother, but also the fathers. Spend time with them when they are still very small. And so, fathers and mothers, I know that your work is important and that your career is important. I know all of that. I've experienced it myself and still experience it. I know that you want to be good providers for your children, and you should be. Because it would be a shame if the children of Christians would have to go begging or have to go hungry. And therefore, You sometimes have to work more hours than what you had planned. Sometimes you have to work long hours in order to provide for your children. I know this all too well. But remember this, that your children are only small once. And therefore, spend time with them. Play with them. Talk with them. And never become too busy or too tired for them. Because they grow up so quickly. And before you realize it, they've grown up and they've left the house. They're gone. Treat each individual child, therefore, as a gift of the Lord and spend time with such a gift. It will at least indicate that you appreciate the gift that the Lord God has given to you. Well, let me give you an example. Imagine for a moment that on your birthday, your friend gives you a wonderful gift. You unwrap it and you look at it, but then you promptly lay it aside, never to look at it again or spend time with it. Your friend will soon enough discover that you have not really appreciated his gift at all because you've hardly looked at it or spent time with it. Well, this is also how you need to understand how the Lord God has given you a very precious gift. And that is a precious gift of a child. And indeed, each child, not one excluded, is a wonderful gift of the Lord. But Pastor Bergsma, you're repeating yourself right. Because it is necessary for us to have this firmly in our mind and in our heart. All you need to do is just look at them when they're newly born. Now, as a preacher for many years, I've had the privilege of being in hospitals many times over the years to visit newborns. And invariably, the proud and the happy parents have said to me how amazing it is to see their little one all put together just right, as one once said it. All put together just right. Now, isn't this also what the Bible teaches as well? When you read, for instance, in Psalm 139, the verses 13 and 14, and it is often used as a birth announcement of happy parents, Christian parents, you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Now imagine upon receiving such a wonderful gift, dear people, that is the gift of a child from the Lord. And you would hardly spend any time with such a child afterwards. Imagine how the Lord would think about you as a parent. Imagine how the Lord would think about giving you such a wonderful gift. Now, I'm simply giving you this example to show how important it is to the Lord our God that you spend time with the gift that He has given you, your child, your children. But now there's something more that needs to be said about how you are to treat your children as gifts of the Lord. There is also a spiritual dimension to how you are to treat them as gifts of the Lord. If you are convinced, and I hope you are, that your children are a gift of the Lord, you must also raise them that way. How are you to do that? Well, again, in spending time with them, that is, spiritual time with them. Spend time with them in prayer and with Bible stories. Sing with them about who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Sing about Jesus and His love. Now, I'm speaking in a very basic terms, but we sometimes need to remind each other of these basic things. Let them know as early as you can. Let them know that they are born in sin, as we have read from our form already. And that they need a Savior in order to see those sins removed from them. teach them to pray. And that might mean that you have to learn to kneel right beside them at their bed and begin to pray as a child would pray. Teach them to pray. Teach them to confess their sin. Lord, I've been angry at mommy, at daddy today. Please forgive me. Like that. Teach them to pray and teach them to confess. Teach them what it is to believe, to entrust themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, that means that you need to speak well of the Lord Jesus Christ at all times. What about church attendance? Well, first of all, you need to set a good example yourself, and it will work to your advantage, you see, in taking your children to church. Set a good example. Take them to church as early as possible, and if they can sit reasonably well in church, take them up into the sanctuary and let them experience the worship service. It's true, at a young age, they will not understand very much of the message yet. But you know, God will sometimes use few words to bring a change in a young heart. God is powerful enough to do that, you see. After all, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But it does not stipulate how much of the word of God these children have to hear in order to produce faith. It could only be just one or two or three words. And it is also does not say that the word of God has to be understood in order to produce faith. God, the Holy Spirit, you see, is powerful. He is powerful to do beyond what we can even fathom, what we can even imagine. And so, fathers and mothers, are you praying for your children that God would give them the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as it is symbolized in the very baptism of little Stacy this morning already? All the gifts come from God, you see. God came with his baptism. God came with his promises. God also comes with his promise of faith as well. They need to be pleaded on. Well, now, what about the discipline of children? The discipline. There's been much confusion about discipline in our time, and I believe the Bible is still the best rule book, dear people, for disciplining our children. It strictly forbids any and all abuse and tyranny, even mental abuse or mental tyranny, as it says, for instance, in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Webster's dictionary defines discipline as training which corrects, molds, strengthens, and perfects. Discipline, you see, it is not about beating your child into submission ever, but it is discipling them, which is about having them follow you willingly, joyfully. Discipline, you see, is discipleship. It is the following of a chosen master. Discipline is not so much about do as I tell you, as much as do as I do. Discipline, you see, it is about setting good examples for your children to follow. One of the books that I've read is entitled Delightful Discipline. And in it, I discovered a wealth of wisdom and some wonderful ideas. And one of them is this one. And let me just quote it. A child's first source of inspiration and encouragement is his, her parents. No one, child, youth, or adult, ever outgrows his need of parents. Young people, you might think that you don't need your parents, but you do. You do. Particularly if they give good examples. Particularly, as you know, they pray for you. But think of this also, dear parents. Are we an inspiration? Are we an encouragement to our children? Children are a gift of the Lord, and therefore we are to treat them with much inspiration and with great encouragement. Finally, children are a gift of the Lord, but what about their spiritual state? Well, the Bible makes it very clear to each one of us that we are all conceived and born in sin, according to Psalm 51, as you can read it in verse 3. Job once stated it very categorically, "Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No one." And no matter how innocent a little child looks, and they do look very innocent, don't they? They are not innocent in the eyes of the Lord our God. As Jesus once said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again. So must it be said of every child the Lord gives to you and to me." They need to be born again. But this is precisely what is so encouraging and what baptism has shown us. The Lord desires your child to be born again. This is why he has embraced them in his covenant of grace. And that is really what baptism is all about. With all these wonderful promises, which baptism is a sign and a seal of them. It is the Lord's desire, in fact, it is the Lord's pleasure that your children become born again, believing, saved, and have eternal life. And the Lord's desire and pleasure can be realized through how you and I, as parents and as grandparents, treat them as gifts of the Lord. I once received a wonderful book as a gift from a well-known author. I thanked him for it, and I promised that I would spend time with this book and read it from cover to cover. But I asked him also to enhance that particular gift that he gave to me with putting his autograph on in this book, which he was very pleased to do. Dear parents, this is also what has to be done with each gift of a child that the Lord gives to you. You are to ask him. You are to pray him to enhance his gift with putting his autograph in him or her. And you know, the Lord will be pleased to do so. And such an autograph of the Lord in the heart of your child will be written, not with ink, but with the blood, the precious blood of Christ. Pray for this. Pray for this. And do so without let up. And you will be treating your child truly as a gift of the Lord, as it pleases the Lord. Again, behold, children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. May God, the Holy Spirit, convince you of all this grand and glorious truth. And boys and girls, young people, as you grow up and as you have been taught by your father and mother and perhaps by your grandparents, take this promise that God has given to you while you were still a tiny little child. Take this promise back to God and say, "Lord God, you have promised. You have promised a wonderful relationship with you. Lord Jesus, I want that relationship as well." Amen.